And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2012. It's the birthday of Anais Nin, born in Douai, France, 1903, studied psychoanalysis, was a patient of Carl Jung at one time, wrote in obscurity for most of her life until her diaries began to be published in 1966, diaries that were written over a period of 60 years. It's the birthday of W.H. Auden, York, England, 1907, son of a physician, went to Oxford on a biology scholarship, switched to English literature. He met poets like Cecil Day Lewis, Stephen Spender, Lewis McNeice, who became his lifelong friends, and just before the start of World War II, emigrated to the United States to teach English. It was on this day in 1925, the first issue of The New Yorker came out, founded by Harold Ross and his wife Jane Grant, a reporter for The New York Times. Ross, the editor-in-chief, until he died in 1951. In the second issue, the editors published an apology for the first one. They said there didn't seem to be much indication of purpose, and we felt sort of naked in our apparent aimlessness. Circulation had dropped to 12,000 by the fall of 1925, but then it started to turn around after Ross hired E.B. White and James Thurber. Gradually, the magazine stopped dropping famous names and developed its own sensibility and style in short fiction and essays. The first cover featured a Victorian dandy in a top hat looking through his monocle at a pink butterfly, drawn by Ray Irvin, who also designed the distinctive typeface of The New Yorker. The man Eustace Tilley appears on the cover of every anniversary edition. It was in 1947, on this date, the inventor Edwin Land demonstrated the first instant camera, the Polaroid. The film, layered with little sacks of developing and fixing solutions, so after exposure, the film was squeezed between two rollers, which burst the sacks of chemicals, and 60 seconds later, there was your picture. It's the birthday of the novelist David Foster Wallace, born Ithaca, New York, 1962, author of Infinite Jest, which became a bestseller in 1996, even though it was more than 1,000 pages long with 100 pages of footnotes. Wallace battled devastating depression his whole life, committed suicide in 2008. His unfinished novel, The Pale King, published in 2011. He said, "Postmodern irony and cynicism has become an end in itself, a measure of hip sophistication and literary savvy. Few artists dare to try to talk about ways of working toward redeeming what's wrong because they'll look sentimental and naive to all the weary ironists. Irony has gone from liberating to enslaving. The postmodern founder's patricidal work was great, but patricide produces orphans, and no amount of revelry can make up for the fact that writers my age have been literary orphans throughout our formative years." Here's a poem for today by Michael Lasky entitled Nobody. If you can't bring yourself to build a snowman or even to clench a snowball or two to fling at the pine tree trunk, at least find some reason to take you out of yourself. Scrape a patch of grass clear for the birds, maybe. Prod at your shrubs so they shake off the weight, straighten up. Or just stump about, leaving prints of your boots, your breath steaming out. Promise. Don't let yourself in for this moment again, the end of the afternoon, drawing the curtains on the glare of the garden, a whole day of snow, nobody's trodden. Michael Lasky's poem Nobody from Permission to Breathe, published by Smith Doorstep Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, sponsored by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at constantcontact.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, keep in touch.